Ombudsman. Police in Brisbane are dealing with an armed man with a knife on one of the city's busiest roads. Police have blocked Shafton Road in Kangaroo Point and motorists are being told to avoid the area. And the deadly Ebola outbreak in Congo is now an international health emergency. The World Health Organization announced today that a case was confirmed in a city of 2 million people. In sports news, the NRL are seeking $20 million compensation from the New South Wales government in the form of a parcel of land over the ANZ Stadium rebuild. The NRL are seeking the compensation due to the lost revenue by having to play the 2020 and 2021 NRL Grand Finals at the smaller SCG venue. Panthers half Nathan Cleary has declared himself ready to use his latest Origin experience to help the Panthers' pursuit of a final spot when they host St George Illawarra tomorrow night. And a raft of injuries has forced Wallabies coach Michael Checker to send six players back to Australia ahead of their rugby championship opener against South Africa on Sunday morning. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio continues to bring you the best of England's summer racing. This Saturday night, we're off to Newbury for sprint racing at its best. All the markets can be found on your tab app. Saturday night racing action is on Sky Sports Radio.
Ribchester, the European champion miler 2 years running. Four fabulous Group 1 wins, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time.
Ribchester and William Buick are the Queen Anne winners.
Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj. Record-breaking form at a mile and free of Danehill and Danzig blood. For more information, visit darley.com.au.
Tasman Fighters present a super night of boxing Saturday, July 27. Undefeated Aussie champ Jai Opatia battles New Zealand's Nick Charalampas with three regional titles up for grabs. There's a full star-studded undercard, including the professional debut of Rabideau Luke Burgess, taking on former Rabideau star Bo Champion in the Battle of the Bunnies. It all happens at the Big Top, Luna Park, Saturday, July 27. Tickets now on sale. Just go to www.bigtopsydney.com.
It's Tabs, Who Are You Backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 5 at Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1 to 5 at Randwick and Flemington. Well played. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SA and WA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio is all over the Top End's Winter Carnival. Saturday, Fanny Bay, Darwin hosts the Northern Territory Derby. Will it be a local or an interstater that claims the three-year-old feature? Darwin's Feature Racing, Saturday afternoon, Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 10:06, we're going to take a look at the meeting today at Gosford. The man who knows all about the track and the weather, Steve Scotto, with me. How are you, Steve?
Very good, thank you, Sean.
Good. What sort of a day at Gosford today?
Mate, beautiful. So yeah. It is. Not a cloud in the sky, you know. Sun's up. Just a gentle breeze blowing. And hopefully it doesn't get too strong, mate. It's a lovely day to be out here.
Beautiful. What's the track? How have you officially rated it, Steve?
Mate, put it out as a soft five. It's right between a four and the five range, so I just thought a...
You there? Hello, Steve. I think we might have lost Steve. Yep, we'll try and get him back. It's soft five, weather fine. We'll see what we can do there if we get hold of him again. And check out the situation at Gosford today. But unfortunately, something's happened there. Whether I know he's paid his bill. But there's soft five. The rail's out three the entire circuit. And the weather is fine. As he said, beautiful day with a nice breeze around, which is good. So that's the story of Gosford today, soft five. And just have a look at any other info you can give me. No, that's about it. Running out three for the entire circumference. Gary Harley will be able to find the winners. He is our man on the ground. How are you, Gaz?
Pretty good, Sean. I nearly did the track. I pulled over, of course. It's a magnificent day, as Steve was about to tell you. Blue skies everywhere. Gets about 19 or 20 degrees. Eight races, eight winners. Let's see if we can find them.
All right, now the first one badge of $1.81, two Dambula, $1.85, three Not a Biggie, $10, four Firelave, $17, five Dominica Rose, $10, six No Deal, $34, seven Janadini, $2.60, eight Individualist, $15. favourite 185, number 2, Nambula.
I'm tipping Zemba Derby to beat it. Has been costly. This filly of Lisa Bridges, she's had 9 starts for 3 places. She started favourite at Gosford and Hawkesbury back in May. She ran 30 last start on the 25th of May on Satirical Night lead, which was a bit of a surprise that day that it did lead. But it did, and it ended up getting beat by about 2 lengths. Had a couple of trials since. Trial nicely at Randwick the other day. Was just nosed out of the trial, was on the speed all the way. Did run second, beat the length at Newcastle to Cockham. One of the Joe says it goes well back in May. Won't be far off the speed. Chris Williams to claim 3. So comes in pretty good at the weight. I don't think there's much between them, and I think one of the 2 will win. But I've gone with Zenadini. Dan Buller is with Kieran Barr and David Eustace. At 1 start, from 2nd at Hawkesbury. You know, Judicator, it's in the Dynamic Syndications colours. The 2nd wide, no cover to the 900 at Hawkesbury. Then got up outside the leader, hit the front at the 300. But there was no match. Judicator come away and beat the length and half. But the winner does go okay. 5 Dominica Rose trial was only ordinary. But on a race form, she could run a place. And number 8 individuals. 7, 2, 5, and 8.
Okay, 2nd event. And 1 Mustafa, 320, 2 out. 3 Speed Canberra, $4, 4 out. 515 Beach, 220. 6 Muse, 26. 7 First Lady, 8. 8 The Scotsman, 23. 9 Loranta, 61. 2 even favourite, number 515 Beach.
I like Speed Camera. It's had 2 runs. It's a 3-month break. It won at Newcastle on the 27th of April. And then had the break. It come back to Scone on June 24. So that's a 2-month break, actually. And it got me a long way, but it looked like bad. It badly needed the run, I thought, that day. And then it improved 100 yards next start at Newcastle. Chris O'Brien's its regular rider. He let him flop back the last in a 1500 there on July 6th. And he made up a ton of ground. And he only got beat half a length by a very, very promising horse. Seal the deal, one of Ronnie Quinn. Alana Jewel run 3rd. Admittedly, she was off the track all the way, but she's coming up. Bolted in at Wyon the other day. Chris O'Brien sticks with him. The small field will suit. I'm pretty keen on it for Wandering. It's number 3, Speed Camera. Number 5, 15 Beach. Well, it hasn't fired at all its last 2. If you go last 3, you go back to Warwick Farm 4 starts back. The run was a ripper. Come from near last and rocketed home to get beat a long head or a half net. Then 3 runs 5th, and the form has deteriorated. Last start on the Kenzo track, Atlanta got beat 6. Warwick Farm before that got beat about 4. Need to improve, but can. Mustafa got a chance. Check it up today. Ran at Scone on the 10th of May. Scone Cup Day. So it's had a big freshen up there. Got beat 7 lengths up there. Won at Newcastle last time in. Run 3rd at Kembla. It'll run well. And number 7, First Lady, got a place chance. Very consistent this time in a win in 2 seconds. 3, 5, 1, and 7.
3rd event, 1 with Mick Pulse, 280. Number 2, Commute, 290. 3 South, 4 Losing Charge, 13. 5 Drifter, $5. 6 Williamson, 51. 7 Oh My Mimi, 420. 8 Boom Queen, 21. 9 Bay of Moderna is 81. The favourite, $2.80. Number 1 with Mick Pulse, just ahead of 2 Commute at 290.
My best bet of the day with Mick Pulse. The 900 metres. The other day at Newcastle after a freshen up was far too short. I tipped it because I thought they're going to go hard and like 900 not to go. They're going to go hard, he'll get a nice fit. Well, the second part was right. He had a lovely run for Mitchell Bell and he never went around the hall. But they went, it was too short for him. But he made up a ton of ground in that last 100 metres. So he ran up. But he only could be 2 lengths. He's got 1 run at Gosford for a 2nd beyond Bentley Magic on Anzac Day. Only just beaten. He won at Scone, he won at Port Macquarie back in March, April. He goes pretty good. Brett Allard's got him and Abdullah rides him today. Got a nice barrier. I thought he's the better today. He finds his goal for him, he'll win. Number 7, Oh My Mimi. You think this isn't well bred? It's a filly, bred by Jerry Harvey, by Schnitzel out of Mimi LeBrock. The Bleakers come off today. BK Racing owns, and Joe Price got it. I think Joe's got 7 runners here today.
He has, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this horse trialled nicely at Warwick Farm. It's recently set outside the lead. Wasn't pushed out. Now, runs second in a good race here back in February. He's got beat 3/4 the length by Queen of Blaze. One of Angela Davies, it goes good. It'll run a race, and I'm very keen on the top weight. 2 Commute, jumped to the front, was never headed at Tamworth. He did likewise at Wyong back in February. Looks the leader and could prove difficult to run down. And number 5, Drifter, the Joe Pride. One run this time in for a win at Canberra, and it was a tough win. 1, 7, 2, and 5.
Race 4, 1 contest, 151. 2, Jerry LaRose, 151. 3, Monstrosity, 10. 4, Tough Case, 81. 5, Wardeck, 9. 6, Arthur in Charge, $1.75. 6, California August, $3.70. 8, Foxy Rocket, 9. 9, Manhattan Marvel, 34. 10, Nevada Sunrise, $9. Shorty, $1.75. 6, Arthur in Charge.
I tipped California August, although I respect Arthur in Charge. I don't think there's much between them. Snowden's got California August. It's on the other one. Run 3rd at Kembla on a heavy track recently, 27th of June. Got beat 0.3 of a length. And what happened there, Sean, 3 horses went together most of the way. Excellent Proposal, who won the race. Captain Stardust, who was just certainly beaten at Wyong last meet. And California August shared the lead with the other 2. 4 in the straight. And it got a crack of the whip from Tommy. Just shifted in a bit, but was only beaten, as I said, a very short margin. Better for the run, got a good barrier, got speed, Wyong will suit it. I'm going to gamble on it. Arthur in Charge, had every chance at Hawksby on the boo, but I will say 1,000 metres looked too short because he really made ground the last 100, this colt, and the 1,200 here will suit much better. He was wide with no cover at Hawksby, but in the straight with Shin Winfrey with a whip. He took a while to warm up and he really hit the line. Number 3, Monstrosity. The big fella could run a place. He'd need to improve a bit on his first up run at Hawksbury. And number 8, Foxy Rocket. It don't go too bad. 7, 6, 3, 8.
The 5th event, 1 out. Number 2, First Sight, 26, 3 minute answer, 270. 4's out, 5, Stanford Mether is a late scratching. 6, Aesop's Fable, 12. 7, Amika, 9.50. $8 Dream, 51. 9 Kariba, 7. 10 Miss Sure Shot, 240. 11 Rainy Day, 950. And 12 out. Favourite, 240. 10 Miss Sure Shot.
It'll be hard to beat. I just had a look last night at Replay, a Canterbury run. But I'm going with Menagerie. I've tipped him 2 or 3 times this week. He's related to all them good horses at Joe Price. I think the damn sister. Because those Group 1 sprinters.
Par 4.
Is that right? Yeah. Yep.
That's the mayor, yeah.
Right, now, Joe tipped him to us at, when we interviewed him at, on Sky back in January, or tipped her, she's a zoo star, when she had her first run at Gosford. And she got bit of our length in a quarter. She didn't jump well that day. And she come back to Gosford, run 3rd of that smart horse at New Haven Park called Autumn, and got bit about 1.8 lead that day. Had a spell, trial nicely at Warwick Farm in June, and then at Hawksbury the other day, that track was close to heavy, and sat outside the leader, no cover. Still there straightening, fought on well under pressure. Will be all the better for the run, and I think it'll be very hard to beat from Barrier 1 with Abdullah riding. Number 10, second pick, Miss Sure Shot, went really good on the bill. Run 4 at Canterbury, they're having fun. Probably 3 lengths, but box seated. It hit the line really good from the 400. It'll run well here, I've got no doubt. Number 1, Cezira. for Godolphin. Did a lot of placing, put out winning. Last start at Lead, got run down late by Lola De Vega. It's a player. And number 11, Rainy Day. Give it a place, though. 3-10-1-11.
On to race 6-1, La Romanina, $10. 2 Battle Guardian, 3-10. Number 3, Nature, 3-50. 4 Valor Elite, 17. 5 Social Smile, 8-50. 6 Cinnamon Cloud, 51. 7 Invincible Kiss, 151. 8 Miraculous, 440. 9 New Day, 11. 10 Rum Cake, 23. And 11 She Smart, 13. Favourite, 3-10. 2 Battle Guardian.
Did you have Joe Pride on this morning?
No, I had him on the other day.
No.
Not this morning, though.
No. I was just going to ask if there's anything about nature. I like nature here. Controlled on the synthetic at Warwick Farm and ran last in a trial on June 8th. But I think it beat 1.9 weeks. Astro Willard took it back to last. And it was hard held all the way, I thought. The line had plenty in reserve. Robbie Dolan, no claim. But in form and barrier one, I think he'll run a race. Battle Guardian, trial really good for Gay and Adrian. It won the trial at Randwick. 3 wide outside the leaders. One well, one the elite. Placed at Randwick and it's done the other trial before that. Stitch Blake Shin in a good barrier. It'll run very, very well. Number 5, Social Smile. It's my third pick for Jim and Greg Lee. It finished down the course at Warwick Farm the other day. At the third at Gosford. Beat the half a length, gives it a chance, 2 runs back. And number 8, Miraculous for Brad Widder. 3-2-5-8.
Race 7, 1 Continos, look at Tenos, 23. 2 Lancaster Bomber, 463. Cascada Rossa, 12. 4 Bel Diablo, 480. 5 Herzegovina, $4. Number 6, Porto Pace is $6.50. 7 Sojournist, 11. 8 Second Step, $5.50. 9 Bobby O, 14. And 10 out. 4 even favourite, 5 Herzegovina.
Well named, isn't it, as a governor, out of a mayor called Yugoslavia. Now, mate, this horse has got loads of talent as a governor. I've got a tip of Jerry Harvey over the credit, and Steve Jones has got it up there with Scaring. It's had 2 brilliant country wins since being gelded. This time in, it's had the 2 runs. And Dubbo, it blitzed him there after sitting 4th or 5th. The other day at Musselbrook. And jumped to the lead and just bolted him. And the saddle flipped at the 800, and it still bolted him. And Jonesy's told me he wants to go to the Kosciuszko, but the horse has got to prove himself. He's got to win more races. I think he's going to go to a highway shortly. His big fault, Sean, is he gets up on the bit. Now, even the other day, Aaron Bullock, you know, he's very strong, and he rides around 56 or more an hour. He said to me he still wanted to go, you know, and that's why the saddle slipped the other day at Musselbrook. But if ever they get him to settle, he'd be a really, really good horse. But here, Bel Diablo's got a bit of speed. Lancaster Bomber can sit up on the speed. So can Paulo Pace. I don't think they'll lead Herzegovina. But long as he settles a bit for that, He'll be on the rail. It's from that barrier. He'll be hard to beat. Number 2, Lancaster Bombers, knocking on the door. 2 good seconds here lately for Richard Lipp. Worse than midfield the other day. Only just missed. Got beat ahead to Unknown Universe. It goes pretty good. It'll run a big race. Number 6, Pull Out Pace. Trial well for Joe Pride. Saw it win a race leading all the way at Newcastle back in February. Goes okay. Number 4, Bel Diablo. Don't sell him short. He's from Mudgee. David Smith's got him. I think David still works on the stud with Guri. I saw him annihilate a field at Crindai back in February. And he went to Coonamble the other day on that firm two, and he did likewise. 5-2-6-4.
Okay, final event, race 8. 1 and 2 are out now. Number 3, Not a Bad Harada, $7.50. 4 Savings, $2.60. 5 Exoplanet, $4. 6 The Summit, $3.40. 7 The Iron Maiden, $10. 8 out, 9 Chief Kid, and 9. Favourite, 4 Saving, $2.60.
It'll be hard to beat, no doubt about that. It was a good win at Hawkesbury. I was there the other day. I'll stick The Summit for a bit about you. He's owned by our good friends, John and Sam Cordes, and other members of the family. Mate, he was very impressive when he got Kemmler the other day. It was 2000. on a headed track. It's a 1,800, so it's not a lot of difference. And this is an easier, you know, a tighter track. Got back worse than Midfield. Three wide, no cover at the 800. Shared the lead straight, and he took over at the 380. He held on and beat Di Valera. Now, let me tell you about Di Valera. It's a $1.3 million colt that dooms that Domeland owner, John O'Shea's got it. Come to Newcastle the other day and beat him out of sight in a 2300. It's first win. If it don't develop into a good stayer, I'll turn it up and it'll run 2400. And this horse, on the heavy track, held it off to beat it nearly a length. Di Valera got back like it does, but it really was hammering home. It couldn't pick up the summit. Tommy Berry right. I like it. Number 5 second, XO Planet. Chris Wallet. Chris Scratch Wallet. Three runners out of this. He's still got two left. XO Planet was really good winning at Newcastle the other day. Got back midfield. Took over. The end of June it was at the 350 and won well. Saving, well, it was a gem of the ride by Racial King to get home. Hawksby sat behind the levers on that wet track the other day. Come through the inside. Very, very impressive in winning there. It runs second one day at Newcastle. I saw it at the Vive Marie. That wasn't the strongest lot that day, but it goes okay. New Zealander with John O'Shea. And number seven, the Iron Maid. She was unlucky the other day. I know she's had a million chances, but the soft track will suit her. 6, 5, 4, and 7.
What's your best there today, Gary? What do you like?
Rhythmic Pulse.
Rhythmic Pulse, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the only good thing, I think. On the day, God, it's a good day. Well, I'll just check the temperature. 15 it is.
Yep.
As we just pulled over here in Gosford, so got to get to about 19. Magnificent day. Crackle dry a bit. It always does at Gosford. Won't surprise me if it goes to a good 4, and I think Steve might have been going to tell you that when his phone dropped there.
Yeah. Might get to a good 4, you reckon?
Well, I'm not there, but just knowing Gosford and its history on a lovely day like this, there's no wind, definitely no wind where I am at the moment, but it's a good bit of sunshine, and it may, he said to you it was between a 4 and a 5, so, you know, maybe it'll get more.
All right, well, we'll look forward to the day. It's going to be a beauty. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear your late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, mate, and anyone up in the Port Stevens region, God's country, Nelson Bay, etc.
Oh.
I'm doing a big TAB race day at the Shoal Bay Country Club on Saturday. Come along, you can win big prizes. And last time I went there, I had to call a crab race. They have these little crabs all with a number on them.
Yeah.
And you've got to call it. They have a side wager on it, and you got to call it. We packed the joint out that night. It was about 2 years ago now. And they tell me they still have the crab race.
I call one across Harbour.
I'm not interested in the races. I'm interested in eating the crabs when the race is over.
You just want the non-triers, don't you?
Yeah. We'll say they bled and bar them for life.
I tell you what, if they saw you sitting near the winning post, it'd be about a 20-way dead heat. They'd all be putting in. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
I think Luna Park's down the other end, just ready to snap them all up.
Hey, listen, Creaky, you need
talk. That's all right. Good on you. All right, back in your box. We'll hear you with the late mail throughout the day, all right?
Yeah, mate, I'll talk to you again on the way to Scone on Monday.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley today, giving cheek from Gosford. It's 27 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs View Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Now let's update the latest news and sport. John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. The NRL is seeking $20 million compensation from the New South Wales government in the form of a parcel of land over the ANZ Stadium rebuild. The NRL is seeking the compensation due to lost revenue by having to play two NRL grand finals at the SCG. A raft of injuries have forced Wallabies coach Michael Checker to send six players back to Australia ahead of their rugby championship opener against South Africa. James O'Connor is expected to make his return. Former NRL player Mark Coyne has been stood down from the ARL Commission. Coyne was arrested and charged in Singapore a few weeks ago after getting into an argument with a local cab driver. He was initially unable to leave the country, but is reportedly back on his way to Sydney this morning after copping a $4,000 fine. And Australia have drawn Nepal, Jordan, Taiwan and Kuwait in the second stage of the Asian qualifiers for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. The Socceroos, they're gunning for their fifth straight World Cup appearance, and coach Graham Arnold says he's happy with the draw. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio reminds you the Kosciuszko tickets are on sale for your chance to have a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race at Randwick on October 19. $5 tickets can be purchased via your Tab app or at your local Tab, and you can buy as many as you want. Reminder, it's for New South Wales residents only.
Proud to announce its strongest stallion roster ever with the exciting new super racehorse
Lazarus,
alongside world champion
Borrowing Needing, Tintin in America,
five Group One wins, North America Cup winner
Fear the Dragon,
also
$1 million Cam, Caribbean Blaster and Lombo Pocket Watch.
All standing at Yirrabee Stud in New South Wales, where there's a value for money stallion for everyone. Visit yirrabee.com.au.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget or the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found CAT Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With CAT Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Sky Sports Radio features Group 1 Harness Racing from Albion Park this Saturday. Who will take out the Group 1 Blacks of Fate and the Group 2 Queensland Derby? On the Pace, we'll have daily updates, then all the thrilling action Saturday night.
It's a Saturday
on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On the Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Right on 10:30, Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. Good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. Really great morning here in New South Wales. Just yesterday, the Harness Racing New South Wales board released the details of this new New South Wales $1 million pace. So I thought we'd get John Dummersey on the phone this morning to have a chat with us. He is the Harness Racing New South Wales CEO, and he can give us some more details about this great announcement. John, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Amanda.
Yeah, look, big day for the New South Wales harness racing industry yesterday with this announcement of the New South Wales $1 million pace. And it looks like it's been well supported since that announcement was made.
Yeah, our tracking on Twitter and Facebook is very positive. Of course, there are one or two people there that it doesn't quite suit, but we can't get 100% across the board. But what we have is what we believe will deliver across a very wide section of harness racing participants, stakeholders in New South Wales.
For the listeners that did miss the release yesterday, John, can you explain what kind of horse this race caters for?
This race caters for Australian bred horses up to a rating of 70, and more specifically between 60 and 70, trained by a Harness Racing New South Wales licensed trainer. So that's the horse that it's aimed at, and I'm more than positive that we will have that number of horses available in May next year.
And why did the Harness Racing New South Wales board cater this race for that grade of horse?